Hi, I'm Asiel the Oracle, and this is Readings for the Collective. Hi, I'm Asiel the Oracle, and this is Readings for the Collective, episode 245. Thank you for tuning in. Let's bring awareness to the heart space and to the breath. Deep breath. Bringing all awareness to this now moment. Allow yourself to feel heavy and perfectly supported. Find the natural rhythm of your breathing. Be here now. I send you all love, and I hope you're feeling good, feeling God. It has been some time since the last episode, and without going into too much detail, I will just say I needed a break. If it were up to me, I would give and give and give until I have nothing else to give. But that's an imbalance in giving and receiving. So although I would have loved to continue pumping out the episodes, my body let me know it was time to retreat, to rest, and to fill my cup, so I can then come back with a renewed sense of service. So if I ever take a break, no, it's because I am also a student to these teachings, and I am also integrating the data and trying my best to implement it into my own experience. I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm winging it. With that said, as I bring myself to the space, I do feel guided to refer to the Guardian of the Night Tarot deck and to receive a message or a reading for the collective. This is Readings for the Collective, after all. So we will set the intention to tune in to any message or guidance that can benefit those who are tuning in and hearing these words, but also at a collective level, receive a message that might support all of us, as there is much shift occurring on Earth. It can be rather dense, but if we stay in the knowingness that only love is real, only God is here, and all is well, we might perceive the atrocities and the idea of chaos and destruction as the evidence of a new beginning being integrated. We are in a transitional phase. And since there are no endings, only new beginnings, we want to be in rejoicing celebration for the collapsing of the old. Out with the old, in with the new. So have no fear. Although there might be circumstances in the collective experience that are fear-based, it is not the evidence of the absolute truth. It is only a very small piece of the bigger picture, and we came, apparently, to experience the unfolding, the transition into a more refined density. So this is what we came for. We are built for this. So again, I hope you have been feeling good. And if not, I am proud of you for bringing yourself to this space, as I feel guided to say you are doing way better than you think. And although there are no conflicts here or solution to seek, if there was a conflict, it would be that we think there's a conflict, which might lead us to be too hard on ourselves, not as patient or compassionate with yourself, your five sensorial self, experiencing the unfolding, which can be sometimes harsh. So don't be so hard on yourself. Know that you are doing the best you can given the circumstance or situation you are in, and your best is good enough. You're already loved, you're already whole, you're already complete. You don't need to try or force or effort to make that happen. It might be the time to allow the journey to unfold, which would then give us that grace to not be so hard on ourselves during the unfolding. You are so loved. Yes. Deep breath. Again, we will be referring to the Guardian of the Night Tarot deck. It was created by MJ Cullinane, Cullinane, MJ Cullinane. This deck was a gift from our soul sister Lindsay. I really love it. I'm not very confident as a tarot reader, so this will be more of an exploratory reading, but the deck is just really beautiful and it calls to me. There's different animals on each card, kind of not what you normally see in a traditional tarot deck. Feels like we will do an 8-part reading, as 8 represents many things. For one, it is infinity. It is the idea of as above, so below. And it is the image of our interconnection, as we are that point of singularity where the inhale and exhale connect. We don't look for a center, we are the center, as all things flows to and through us. You can set your own intention to receive any clarity or guidance you are seeking in regards to your personal life or circumstances. Please use your discernment and only ever take the information that resonates in your heart space. It doesn't always appear this way, but as your brother, my intention is to refer you back to you, to empower you in a way that you refer to your own inner guidance, your own intuitive knowing, which would then support us all in standing in our sovereignty. And if we simplify the idea of sovereignty, it would be the essence of referring to your own inner guidance. This does not mean that you renounce the outpictured world in totality. It means that you follow your inner guidance first, which might sometimes lead you to the outpictured world, meaning a brother, sister, or being that has the data you have summoned to yourself. So please know you are your best reader. You are your best guide. You are your own guru. And I'm just your brother, holding the space to remind us all of that, as I am also practicing this knowing with you. Breathe. We will pull all 8 cards and then offer the interpretation after. Card number 1. The Magician. Very powerful card to begin with, and not only is it the first card in the reading, it is also card number 1 in the tarot deck. The Magician is number 1. On the depiction of this card, there is a raccoon, which I think is just so adorable. I love raccoons. All animals, really, but raccoons are just adorable. They look like little robbers. You know, friendly robbers, not the scary kind. So card number one is the Magician. And in this depiction, the raccoon has all of the suits, meaning there's a wand, which represents fire. There's the chalice, or the cup, which represents water or emotion. There is the pentacle, or the coin, which represents earth. And then there is also the sword, which represents air, or the realm of mentalism. The Magician is the archetype that knows it has all of the resources it needs. So what a very beautiful way to begin the reading, as this might suggest you have everything you need already. All of the resources are within you. And maybe we will get more clarity on that, because that's kind of frustrating. I know it can be frustrating to hear, you have everything you need. Everything's within you. We get it. But we would probably want more clarity on that, or more data to simplify that knowing. So card number one, the Magician. Everything you need is within you. You have all the resources that would require you to be successful in this experience. Message number two. This is the Seven of Pentacles. Seven of Pentacles can refer to a wish fulfilled or a desire coming to fruition. It is the idea of something manifesting. In this depiction, there is a black widow, a spider, and she has many spider webs. She has seven of them, Seven of Pentacles. So this might suggest, at a collective level, that the outcome is already done, meaning all is well. But how we get there is up to us. In your personal life, this might suggest that you are on the brink of a manifestation, but you might not be focused. This is the idea of Jack of all trades and the master of none. Maybe it's inviting us to hone in on a desire or a preference that we are the most confident about, or we have the most love or passion toward. This would suggest you don't have to choose. You can do all things, actually, but if you focus on one thing at a time, if you focus on what's right in front of you, you will then be able to tend to those other things or desires or preferences. Card number three. This is the Queen of Pentacles. Very beautiful reading so far. I'm excited to put it all together. The Queen of Pentacles is depicted with a cow, and she's really beautiful. She looks like a holy cow. She has a wreath of flowers around her neck, a beautiful red bird on her back, sunflowers behind her, a bunny, a white rabbit hanging out under her, a butterfly flying over her head, lotuses in the air, fireflies around her. It's just very beautiful. Queen of Pentacles is the archetype that reminds us your material needs will be met. It's essentially saying all is well, that your needs will be met. It's more about focusing on that which you think you need right now. Meaning, again, a preference or a desire you feel more confident about or more passionate about. Card number four, the Emperor. I was not expecting such an uplifting reading as it is for the collective. but it is again the indicator that we are perceiving the unfolding as chaos and destruction, but it's really divine and perfect order. The Emperor is a very powerful card in the Tarot. It might be my favorite card under the Tower. I love the Tower. That's probably my favorite card. And then the Emperor right behind the Tower. The Emperor is depicted with the owl who is resting on a sword, which is resting on a throne. There is also a lamb or a goat or sheep in the background, which might suggest it's been a long journey. It's been a long journey, and your resilience is being honored. This might say, ground your heels into your intention or preference and do not budge until you see it through. And based off the reading, you will see it through. You will be successful. Collectively speaking, we will reach that point of singularity where we shift into a knowingness of brotherhood and sisterhood. As the owl represents wisdom, it is what you know in action. So this might be saying, good job. You are doing a great job at implementing the guidance or messages you are receiving, and your efforts will pay off. Card number 5 might refer to a change or something that needs to change. This is the 3 of Cups. The 3 of Cups is depicted with 3 raccoons, and they are in collaboration and celebration. This might suggest the thing that needs to change is the barriers we might have created, spending too much time in our own gloom, our own lessons. It's time to interact with the world, to put yourself out there, and to explore what communal interactions might look or feel like for you. This might also suggest a union, meeting someone new, or coming across new information that puts you in a celebratory state of being. So this reading looks very positive. We have not had any reversed card. Not to say reversals are negative, but this is indicating we're in perfect alignment. Even through the darkness and the gloom, it's unfolding perfectly, which is pretty fascinating, since it don't always feel that way. Message number 6, card number 6. This is the 10 of Wands. This is not a negative card per se, but this would be the densest card we have pulled so far. 10 of Wands is depicted with 2 salmon, and they are bucking the current. You know, they swim upstream. Can be rather difficult. 10 of Wands refers to a long journey where you feel like you've been carrying a burden. Imagine 10 wands on your back and you're walking uphill. It's been grueling. So if we look at the card so far, it might suggest that we are on the path of enlightenment, you might say. We will reach that point of victory, but there is a little bit more density to get through, which is why we got the 3 of Cups before the 10 of Wands, which is God the I Am assuring us that all is well. But you might say things are going to get a little heavier before they get lighter. Message number 7, card number 7. This is the 8 of Swords. This was in a reversal. Again, it's not negative, it's just bringing our awareness to it. The 8 of Swords has no animal in it. Or maybe it does. It looks like, oh, it does. There's owls making a circle. And in the center of the circle, there's a crescent moon. on the outside of the crescent moon, it looks like roots, or as if we're in the ground, because it looks like worms on the outer layer of the circle. Eight of Swords represents the illusion of entrapment. It is the card that says you're not stuck. You feel stuck because you're not moving forward. This has been a common theme in our conversations on TikTok Live with many of the Soul Family. We will wait for the final card to get the essence of the reading. Message number 8, the final card. The Hierophant. Hierophant is a very beautiful card, as it is the archetype of joining spirit and matter. It is the union between what we call higher self and the ego self. In this depiction, there is a big mouse, and it is on a box where there are smaller mice looking up at it as if the big mouse is offering it guidance. They're in a bakery, so they're in a space that they love to be in. It feels good, but maybe they are in need of something, which is why the smaller mice are looking up to the bigger mouse who is standing on the box as if it is guiding or teaching. This is you connecting with your oversoul or higher self. A very beautiful way to end the reading at a collective level and individual, because it is the reminder that your soul is already whole and complete. What we call higher self. The ego aspect of self, the five sensorial aspect, if we simplify, is the data collector. It's the aspect of self that wanted the experience of the unfolding back into wholeness. But at a soul level, the data we are collecting through the unfolding is immediately and instantaneously integrated and implemented by the higher self, because it's already the version of you that's whole and complete. So we will offer the interpretation in the next segment. I do want to review the cards, and then again we will offer the reading. Deep breath. Card number 1, the Magician. Card number 2, 7 of Pentacles. Card number 3, Queen of Pentacles. Card number 4, the Emperor. Card number 5, 3 of Cups. Card number 6, 10 of Wands. Card number 7, 8 of Swords. And the final card, card number 8, the Hierophant. Deep breath. We will intend to simplify the message. We will speak about it from the perspective of the individual, and then we will address it from the perspective of the collective. You came to Earth with everything that you would need. You have all of the tools or resources within you. Earth is a realm of contrast that would inspire or stimulate those tools within us as we develop preferences and desires through the contrast. Because we have experienced so much contrast, it is ensuring that the outcome will be beautiful, which is the Queen of Pentacles, essentially saying it will all be worth it in the end. Your efforts and intention have not been unnoticed. We are soon reaching the point of development where we will begin to see evidence in the physical realm. We are on the brink of a shift. We are at the threshold, and soon we will be in celebration, joy, and bliss. There is more work to do, though. But if we can refer to the knowingness we have all of the resources within us, we will address this new work in a new way. Meaning we will not see the density as working against us, but as an opportunity to fine-tune our preferences and desires. This shift in perspective will set us free. We will realize we were never stuck. We were essentially pumping the brakes in order to develop new preferences and desires. From this perspective, the density was working for us because it was giving us the opportunity to catch up to speed with all of those resources that we came with. It was only showing us our resilience, our durability, which is what the Hierophant is saying, that you are already whole and complete, and the totality of what you are was too big to integrate it in one quick swoop, which is why we kept prolonging the temporary suffering sometimes. Which is why we had those dips in alignment or the wobble. Those are the only spaces that we would be able to discover the tools or resources that were dormant within us. The darkness was only the catalyst for the light. There's not even a distinguishment between darkness and light from this perspective. They're one essence on different ends of the spectrum. So again, you have all that you need. If we give a tool or more specific guidance, it would be to hone in on what you feel most good about. Hone in on what makes you feel good. And all of those other things that you believe will make you feel better in the having of will be able to present themselves to you because you're in the vicinity of feeling good. So do what makes you feel good more of the time. And find yourself in the contrast or in the wobble, see it as an opportunity to access more fractals in you that make you feel good more of the time. How do we explain this? It's like we all have a parachute on. But there would be no reason to wear the parachute if we're walking on land. Let's say we don't know we're wearing a parachute walking on land. And in order for the parachute to get our attention, to be activated and utilized in our experience, something comes and swoops us up to the sky and drops us. That's the wobble. That's the contrast, the fear, the resistance to the unknown. And as we're falling from the sky, we are utilizing the tools that we have come to access so far, meaning we're using our hands to try to take flight. We're kicking our legs to try to slow down the momentum of the fall. And as we're in movement, we realize there's a string and we can pull it. But you would have never known that you had the parachute unless you were forced to move around in that uncomfortable space and then realize you have the tool to support you during that dip. Probably not the best example, but you get the gist of it. We are choosing the unbearable moments in order to gain access to the tool or resource that can be the most appropriate to support us through it. You wanted the contrast. You wanted the darkness. This is how you're able to bring awareness to the light within you. At a collective level, we might say, this reading is suggesting there's only one presence active here, as the Magician is card number one. And as the Seven of Pentacles is a symbolism for many things, this might be the idea of God the I Am resting on the seventh day. where the Queen of Pentacles is the kingdom of heaven. The Emperor is the ego knowing its rightful position. The Three of Cups might be referring to the Triad, the Holy Trinity, what religions call Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and what we have been guided to recognize as the mind-body-soul construct. The Ten of Wands might be that density that essentially forces the mind-body-soul to become one. With the idea of Eight of Swords, which represents movement, how else would we move unless we were uncomfortable? How else would we intend to shift or to integrate healing or forgiveness or peace unless you felt the not having it? Meaning, the feeling of no love is the catalyst for intending to experience love. The idea of pain and suffering can only be the catalyst for rapid growth or healing. Which is the final card of the Hierophant, where all of the little mice are looking up to the one big mouse. Collectively speaking, this refers to oneness, brotherhood and sisterhood, and an individual knowing that there is one presence active here. I don't really know what this feels like, but I feel guided to say many and one. One and many. So if we simplify the reading for the collective, everything will be okay. It don't feel like it to the five senses because, again, we are the aspect of the self that wanted to experience the density in order to come to those realizations of what we really are. It feels like this is a game, which can be rather frustrating when you are in a space of contrast. It's almost like we want it to test ourselves to see how far into the darkness can we go without forgetting the light that we really are. And there was a safety mechanism there because as deep into the darkness you do go, is as much light and illumination you will come to realize. So everything will be okay. Everything is okay. We want to reinterpret the pain and suffering as the catalyst for rapid growth at a soul level to really be accountable and know that we aligned with it or chose it from a soul level so that it can be that which stimulates our inner knowings. It's only working in our favor. The Ten of Wands and Eight of Swords is the energy of conflict, carrying that burden. So if we address the current situation in the world, as your brother, I'm not going to lie or fake the funk. I will always say what I see in the cards. I can see that the war, the idea of conflict is going to get worse before it gets better. But don't be afraid, we won't be stuck there for long. We want to continue practicing seeing it as the movement forward or the unfolding. So in the next coming weeks, days, and months ahead, it might get a little more dense. However, we can refer to this message and look at it from the perspective of a catalyst. Again, the darkness propelling us into the light. So all really is well. Only love is real. Only God is here. That's the Magician, card number one, the one presence. Coming down into earth with the Queen of Pentacles. Getting lost, not knowing what to do with the Ten of Wands. And then coming back to that point of singularity or that center with the Hierophant where spirit and matter are one. Essentially, heaven on earth. We are on our way to heaven on earth. And in order to get to that very specific paradigm, all that which is not in resonance with it must be brought to the surface and rinsed away. which might be the idea of the density continuing just a little longer. Be in rejoice and celebration, because heaven is here. It's you and me. We are the evidence of heaven on earth. And there's not a more pivotal time to stand in that knowing, to be that glimmer of hope or faith for others who might be in gloom or dark. It's time to be a beacon. It's time to be the light of the world. And you are, and we are. As we come to the end of the episode, I do feel guided to refer to the bottom card of the deck. The card is the Knight of Pentacles. This is a confirmation in regards to the idea of a little bit more density to go. It's going to get a little worse before it gets better type of energy. Why do we say this? The Knight of Pentacles is the slowest moving knight. Imagine pentacles representing earth, and earth being very dense, like running in water. So this message would say, the positive outcome is coming in your individual experience and from the perspective of the collective. The evidence of a positive outcome is on its way. But there's just more things that need to occur in order for us to perceive that outcome. So this message might say, we are being tested right now, but not from an exterior source, from ourself. We are testing our own endurance. We're testing our own persistence, our own commitment, our own devotion. So the good thing here is that nothing or no one is testing us, but the bad thing here is we're testing ourselves. But the good thing overall is the pentacle is coming, that golden nugget, the thing that you've either been working on manifesting for your personal self or at a collective level. The light is coming. The rainbow is on its way. The lotus is blooming. The storm is ending. That type of energy. But again, since Knight of Pentacles is very slow, in the depiction of this card, it's a donkey or a jackass, right? And he's just taking his time. You can see he's on a path, but he's distracted. He has his head down, smelling the grass. There's a pentacle there that caught his attention, but you could see the path is still there. But he stopped. He's taking a break, but he's on the way. It's coming. It's on the way. If you can refer to the knight as the archetype that brings the message to the king and queen, right? There is something coming in your personal life and for the collective. It's just taken a while. So in this in-between time, we'll call it, if we simplify, do more of what you love. Why? Because time flies when you're having fun. Time is non-existent when you're in the now. And when you're doing more of what you love, you are fully present in the now. So while you wait, do what feels good. While you are in that in-between, do more of what you love, and you might experience time flying by. That's a good message, meaning I am also hearing this, as I definitely am not the most patient person, and I sometimes get frustrated when I hear messages of it's coming or be patient. I'm like, well, when? But when I'm in that space of, well, when, I am keeping score and noticing it hasn't come yet, which is essentially prolonging the time. So I will be practicing with you, trying to do more of what I love during this in-between time, during this transitional phase, not only for myself, but for the highest good of all. When I feel good, we all feel good. When you feel good, we all feel good. And since we're going to be waiting, we might as well do what we love while we wait, which again will speed up time. Yes. I send you all so much love. And I'm very excited to connect again. Yes, feel good. Feel God. Call upon your guides, your angelic helpers, and your loved ones. Call upon the I Am Presence. Give it permission to support you in all areas of your life, and give yourself permission to feel good during the heaviness of life. We don't want you to seek and find anything. We want you to refer to what you know of yourself, meaning those unwavering thoughts, feelings, and emotions that are correlating with your talents, passions, and creativity. Get creative. Have fun. Listen to music, dance, sleep, watch a movie, pet your cat, take a nature walk, eat some donuts. Do whatever it takes to feel good. And you will notice things flying to you in a quick fashion. Quick fashion. Yes.